10 past 5 with Scott on Radio 1. And now, the calling the newspapers with hot stories that they will want to print game. This is where we try and get the world's media and some local papers to use our hot exclusives and scoops. But how long can we keep them on the phone for with our big stories? We've done this with the Sun newspaper, with the Bazaar column before, with Gordon Pillock, and also with the paper in Chawler. Today, we're off to North Yorkshire, to the Moulton and Pickering Mercury. Spoke to a very nice lady there called Sheila. She does the news. Everything that's happening in Moulton and Pickering, she's first with. She's like the 3am girl of Moulton. Right, so we called her with our big stories. It's me first. How long do you think I could keep them on the phone for? I must explain. I think where we've been going wrong before, Chopper, is I think the stories have been a little bit too sensational. So what I've done is I've kind of come up with the dullest story you can imagine just to see if they'll go for it. Okay. And if I can keep them on the phone for a bit longer, right? My exclusive. All right?
Yeah.
So how long can I keep them on the phone for with my quite dull story?
34 seconds.
Between me, you and Laura.
34 seconds.
You're saying 34, okay. Here's me calling the Moulton and Pickering Mercury.
Hello, can I help?
Hello, yes, I think I've got a story for you.
Right.
Do you pay money for the stories, or...?
Not as a rule, why?
Right, well, I've just seen TV Love Rat, Darren Day, right, at Costcutter.
Where?
On Commercial Street.
Oh, right.
At a Bina Twix. And he ate it in the shop.
Must have been hungry.
Oh. A bit common, that, isn't it?
Well, you eating could it in the say shop. That. I certainly couldn't.
Yeah. Anyway, it was definitely a Twix. He ate both of them whilst in the shop. And then he paid for it. And he had a man with him, and he had a handlebar moustache and a bit of a limp.
And it was
not Darren Day, the man he was with.
It was definitely Darren Day, though.
Definitely, yeah.
I wonder what he was doing there. Did you speak to him at all?
I didn't. I was too scared. I got a bit starstruck.
Did anybody else recognise him?
Oh, yeah. Everyone recognised him.
Did anybody take any pictures?
I don't think so.
Was he swamped by fans, or did anybody ask for autographs?
Yeah, I mean, the whole of Cuscut was like, it was just like, it was quite swamped, yeah. There's quite a lot of people around him, and you know, as many people as you can fit in that Cuscut. It's not that big.
Yeah, it's not that huge, is it? Oh, right. Well spotted you.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I'm quite chuffed. Is that all right, then?
Yep, that's great. Now ring Costcutter as well.
All right, thanks, then.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye.
1:30, have that.
That is very impressive.
You see, you've got to just kind of tone down the story a bit. That's the key.
And also quite nice to speak to a proper journalist. You see there?
I know.
Most people just hang up on you,
yeah.
Whereas she actually investigated the story a bit.
And she was going to phone Costcutter herself to check it out. That's a good journalist.
Did you make his, Darren Day's companion have a handlebar moustache and a limp just to make it more exotic and more of an interesting story?
I just thought it added intrigue.
Yeah. She kind of glossed over that, didn't she, really?
If we hadn't told them it wasn't true, I think maybe the Moulton and Pickering Mercury would have gone with the Darren Day buys Twix exclusive on the front page tonight. That's the longest one we've ever done so far, isn't it?
You did well there.
Thank you.
Was he swamped by fans, or...?
In Costcutter? Brass. Right, okay. So, now it's Laura's turn. Bearing in mind that we're playing against each other and Laura's famously bad at this game.
Excuse me?
Because she can't do accents. Do you remember, like... Oh, all right.
Excuse me? I've got a whole array of different celebrity accents.
Hello, it's Kylie. I've been abducted by aliens. Okay, bye. No, they didn't even say goodbye. They just hung up. So, just any guesses on what you think, really?
I'll go for 12 seconds.
All right, let's see how... bearing in mind, I'm 1:30. How long can Laura...
And I need to boast. Look at you.
How long can Laura keep the Moulton and Pickering Mercury on the phone for with her hot exclusive?
Hello, can I help?
All right, it's Amy Winehouse here.
Who, sorry?
It's Amy Winehouse. I've just been abducted by aliens.
Right.
I'm Amy Winehouse.
Do you live in Norton, then?
Yes!
Whereabouts?
No! I've been abducted by aliens!
Take me to your leader!
I've been abducted by aliens! I went for a drink, I went outside for a fag, and then they took me up to the other machine.
Coming to get you, Amy.
Right.
They're taking me to the... I think they're coming back again.
Come to the mothership, Amy.
40 seconds, that's good for you.
Yes!
That was very good for you, actually.
And what an amazing accent.
I'm Amy Winehouse!
Hello?
You live in Norton, then?
Yes!
Whereabouts?
No!
Is that because you'd forgotten that you'd been abducted by aliens? Yeah.
Thinking on my feet.
Yeah. I like the alien as well.
Coming to get you, Amy.
Right.
I don't think you helped. That was a campest alien I've ever heard.
Aliens.
Coming to get you, Amy.
Right.
Aliens more likely to tickle Amy than take her to Mars.
I just thought I'd help you because you're not very good at it.
Sorry?
Right, okay, so now it's time for Chopper. Bearing in mind, I'm 1 minute 30, you're 40 seconds. Let's have Chopper now calling the Moulton and Pickering Mercury with his hot scoop.
Hello, can I help?
Oh, hi, I'm in Moulton, and I think I might have a story for you. I seem to have Russell Brand, the TV Lothario, in the bed with me.
Who on the phone to you, filthy animal?
I'll be back with you in a second, Russell. Hold
Come
on.
Come back to bed!
Russell, hold on.
Forsooth, my codpiece is getting cold!
See? Even with my help, both of you, you can't do it. 20 seconds.
I thought that was a very weak Russell, to be honest.
Rubbish.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.